ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's the family lunch that shot a sleepy regional Victorian town into news headlines around the world. At the centre of the case is 49-year-old mother of two, Erin Patterson. She stands accused of serving a deadly meal of beef Wellington, allegedly made with poisonous death cap mushrooms, which left three people dead and a fourth fighting for his life. Patterson has always maintained her innocence. Such is the interest in the case, the ABC has launched a new podcast, Mushroom Case Daily, which is being presented by ABC court reporter Christian Silva. And Christian joins us this morning. Christian, always great to speak to you. How are you?
Hey, PK, I'm lovely. I'm standing in the courtyard of the Supreme Court, which is where the Erin Patterson case might end up in a couple of years in this very building.
Might, key word there. Erin Patterson appeared in court yesterday. Tell me about the hearing. Did we learn anything new?
Yeah, it was in court and it wasn't here in Melbourne. It was actually all the way out in the regional town of Morwell, which is the closest court to Leongatha, the town where this lunch took place. What did we learn? Well, we saw Erin Patterson's face for the first time in 5 months because she's been in custody since she was arrested all the way back in November. So her face was beamed into the courtroom and she sort of loomed large over this room. So it was interesting to see her. What we also learned was a little bit about how this case is going to move forward. The magistrate, Tim Walsh, offered Erin Patterson the opportunity to fast-track this case, to move it through the courts at a pretty quick speed. You've got to remember that the court process is pretty slow. So he offered her a route straight to the Supreme Court for a trial, and her lawyers actually knocked that back. The next option he offered them was to have what's called a committal hearing, which is the next important stage of the legal process where the police evidence is tested. He offered to move that committal hearing to Melbourne, where the courts are better resourced and they can again bring the case on quicker. Again, Erin Patterson's lawyers said no. So now we're left with the option where this committal could take place in Morwell. The courts are stretched. It's going to face delays. And it just means that Erin Patterson will remain in custody for longer.
Do we know why they want this court case in the region?
Erin Patterson's lawyer, Colin Mandy, said that many of the witnesses who would be called to give evidence at this committal are from the local area around Leongatha. So it would mean that it would probably spare them a drive to Melbourne to give evidence. The Morwell Court, while it's not in Erin Patterson's town, it is the closest to her community. She may feel that she wants her case heard in her community. I don't know exactly what their legal strategy is, and I'm sure people are thinking about lots of theories as to why they would opt for a ploy that effectively delays the case by months. But look, they have a legal strategy and that's not something that we're privy to.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So what is it about this case which has captured attention across the globe?
I think it's just the quirkiness of it. It's such, you know, people have said that it sounds like something out of a fiction novel, Agatha Christie novel or something like that. It's the fact, I think, that people went over for lunch, something that happens in communities, in family homes, every weekend. They were cooked this, considered to be a fancy meal of beef Wellington and mushrooms. And then a week later, three of them end up dead. It's just something that's quite shocking. And I think the case has been turned into a bit of a soap opera of sorts. And while some people might find that entertaining, I think it's also worth remembering that three people died and that tragic fact shouldn't be lost. And their names are Don and Gail Patterson and Heather Wilkinson. They're extended relatives of Erin Patterson.
So well put, Christian. I can't think of anyone better to do this podcast than you. I will be binging it and listening to it. But just give me the lowdown on what it means, actually, the long length of time between hearings. What does it mean for your podcast?
Well, what we'll be doing is every time this case is in court, we'll be bringing you an episode, really recapping what happened in court, trying to dissect what happened, and try to explain it to people. The legal process is filled with jargon and complicated terms. And what we want to do is strip that away, because at the end of the day, it's still human beings and what's going on is very real. So we want to explain that to people. So the podcast, it's called Mushroom Case Daily. It's on the ABC Listen app, and it's also available on other places where you can get your podcasts. We're committed to follow this trial all the way through. We're still in the early stages, but with every single court date that comes up, we learn a new piece of information, and there's heaps of unanswered questions that remain about this case. I mean, I guess the big question everyone wants to know is how and why did this all happen? And we hope that through the legal process, we'll get some answers to that.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so too for everyone. Christian, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, PK.
Christian Silver is a court reporter with ABC News and the host of Mushroom Case Daily podcast. And you're listening to RM Breakfast.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.